Craig.
Welcome to Bear Talk Podcast. You're live with Craig, my best friend in the whole world. Gente.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Gente.
Feature Ram.
Hey, how's it going, man?
And Defender.
What's up? What's going on?
So, welcome to the podcast. Number 74 of the Bear Talk Podcast. We're going to do a podcast here about bullshit. Accurate sports, accurate news, accurate everything. So right now, we're going to be reviewing Creed. Creed 3.
Talking about the latest
movie. What have you seen so far?
All right, so I think where I ended off, dude, I only had like probably like maybe 20 minutes left on that motherfucker. So I know his hoe ass friend, air quotes, fucking he's playing him the whole goddamn time, bro. Like, I don't know. It was a reach, bro. The whole storyline was just kind of like, what the fuck? How did that all come together like that? And I don't know.
Yeah,
I appreciate that they tried to keep it going.
Yeah, so like after I watched the movie myself. And then after he won in number two, like all of a sudden there was a dude in prison that he grew up with that was like a fucking finely fit, fucking badass fucking boxer. You know what I mean? It was just like it was a stretch, man. They forced that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, it's because Stallone Defender didn't have anything to do with it.
Defender, did you watch it?
No, I think I only seen the first and the second one, but all three of the movies related, like they're all connected in all.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I try to watch it, but yeah.
It's just black on black crime.
Nah, man, like, dude, it was just, man, it's the least. I would put Rocky 5 over it. Like, I didn't really like it.
I didn't hate Rocky 5.
But it's the worst of all of them.
I would agree with you. Like, it was a stretch. I think since they thought that they got Jonathan Majors in it, and he's like, have you noticed, like, in Hollywood, there's always an actor that has like three good movies that comes out in a year? And like they just keep picking him for this, like, these high big roles. It's like with Josh Brolin. He was Thanos, and he was in Sicario, and he was in Deadpool for 1 year. You know what I mean? So it's just like these guys. You know what I mean?
I think they're following trends, bro. Like they're trendy actors. They're trendy things that are going on in the movies, you know. It's just it's trends.
I would say it's like just good marketing, you know. You got someone with a big blockbuster coming out, and then you're just kind of piggybacking off of the marketing from that movie because they're gonna see that movie. It's a big blockbuster, and then they're like, oh, well, you know what? He's also in this, and you get smaller movies, big, you know, get bigger box office because of that.
Or good agents, hell of a good agents, you know what I mean? To fucking get them in these roles and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, overall, it was just like, it's just a movie to watch. I wasn't like, and Rocky, I think number three was like, dun, 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 dun. I didn't want to get out of the fucking theater and beat the fuck out of somebody. You know what I mean? I just got out. I was just like, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah.
Well,
I like how late our review is on this.
I know. That's why I said, like, oh, yeah, and the latest movie review.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I hated how the fucking, the main fight, right? They just jump from like the second round to like the ninth. in this whole dream sequence.
Yes.
Hated that. It's a whole dream sequence, and then they end it with some anime shit.
Have y'all seen Independence Day with Will Smith in 1996? That's a good welcome movie, bro. Welcome to Earth, man.
Hey, Arnold, did you end up watching Air, or you haven't checked out that one?
Oh,
yeah. No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't really understand the first and foremost, dude. Hey, Jordan's mom is the way she was portrayed on that movie is like a super like intelligent, just like badass mom, dude. Like fucking watch for his shit, made sure her son got taken care of like a motherfucker, and like wasn't just like, because Jordan wanted a car, bro. Like he was fitting to sign for $250K and was it a Mercedes?
Yeah,
you know. So like, but his mom was like, "No, I want him to have a percentage of every Jordan sold." Like she was setting him up for like generational wealth, or you know, future wealth.
So Air is the movie about how Michael Jordan started in the shoe business back in 1986, right?
I think the perspective is more how Nike was able to acquire Jordan and how Nike's journey to that, because the main character really is the, I don't even remember his name, dude, but the guy pretty much that went to go talk to his mama and get Jordan signed. It was really following that guy.
No, I just wanted to put in there that this is how Nike Jordan started. This is the origins of. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So
it is anybody fucking crazy. You know? that percentage that, you know, the mom fought for and everything, right? They offered that, Nike offered that right off the bat to Magic Johnson, and he turned it down for
Congress. I heard about that.
And he's all like, "That's that. The big
really."
Yeah. And he's all like, "That's the biggest regret in my life. I would be a billionaire by now." Like, and they didn't just offer. I think they offered him a percentage of the company, not the shoe, not just the shoe. I want to say that, and they wanted his name on it. Essentially, he would have been the first Jordan, right? In that whole aspect of that. But yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Back in the day, a lot of those dudes were rocking with Converse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big one. Most of them were
Converse and Adidas, Forrest, I believe.
Forrest Gump? He's a Converse guy.
Let's see. No,
I thought they were Nikes, the ones that he took off running in.
No, Mandela effect over here, dude. I thought he ran in Nikes, bro. Don't tell me, man.
I swear.
Oh, wait,
what was that? Defender?
I just looked it up right.
We'll start talking about the Mandela thing.
Uh-oh.
We already went deep.
No, so I just looked up the deal for Magic Johnson. He would have earned $5.2 billion if he would have took that deal.
God damn.
No wonder he's there, my man, with the Lakers.
The deal was $1 for every pair of shoes sold, and 100,000 shares of Nike.
Oh wow! What's okay? 100,000 shares. What's the total shares?
Well, at the time, it was worth 18. A share was worth 18 cents.
Oh, okay.
So now,
what is the share worth now?
It would. That's the $5.2 billion that he missed out, because you can't really project, you know, how many shoes sold, for you know,
right.
So anything like that, because the deal never went through. So,
it went for 18. Was just market share.
Yeah.
So he would have got it for 18 cents, right? Right now, Nike is selling for $109.
Oh shit.
For one share.
Bro, talk about fucking a missed opportunity.
So I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm gonna do the math. Just a rough math, accurate math here with Bear Talk Podcast. You know, times 100,000 right now would have been $1 million. Okay. So 109 times 100,000 would be 10,900,000,000.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Did you multiply it by 0.18 or just 18? Because your math might be off there, big dope.
Well, you really don't have to do the whole. Because
if it's 18 cents, it's just.
You really don't have to do the 0.18 or anything. You just do 100,000 times the current value.
So 109, you could just do 109 times.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, the current value.
And math.
Cardinal math.
Math. Fuck yeah. Hey, I took algebra twice, bro. Not by choice.
Jesus Christ, $10 billion.
Yeah, dude.
Oh shit.
Anyways, so speaking of Magic Johnson. Speaking of Magic Johnson, did you watch the show on HBO?
Oh yeah, they're coming out with the fucking season 2. It's called Showtime. Yeah, it's
Showtime.
I don't know what date it's coming out, but it's fucking good, man. It's with John C. Reilly. He's the owner of the Lakers. It's funny. Oh,
bro, it's good, man.
That sounds pretty good.
For the HBO Winning Time, man. I was like, man, dude.
The Winning Time?
Like watching Lakers. It's called Winning Time, yeah. Winning Time. The home of the Lakers dynasty or something like that. But the guy who plays Jerry West, bro, that fucking guy is fucking funny. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, bro, you can check it out, man. It's a good show. But speaking of Creed, as you watch Jake Paul, Nate Diaz reviews, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah. Yes, I saw the whole fucking thing. So I'll start off with the undercards were fucking better than the main fight, really. Look, dude, I'm a huge Nate Diaz fan. Like, he's a fucking dog. Like, man, dude, like, he's just a badass, bro. Like, you know, fuck you, you know, like, in your face, fuck your feelings. Like, I love that about him. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah. I don't know. It's very south side of him, dude, you know? Like, yeah, I like it, dude. I like his style. And I think a lot of people also feel the same way, you know? Like, hey, I like his, you know, don't give a fuck attitude. But, man, it felt like, I don't know. I really don't know how to gauge it. Because I want to say it felt like a sellout move. You know, like maybe he wasn't really even trying to fight. But at the same time, maybe he just got outboxed. You know, like I don't know what it was. Like I don't want to be all like, oh, it was a fucking conspiracy. It wasn't even a real fight, dude. But I guess I expected more from Nate. There towards the end, like he really. But that's the way his fights are. He starts off real late, you know. Yeah. Like he starts slow and then he fucking picks it up towards the end because he's got stamina. But yeah, I don't know. He got outboxed by a boxer. He's an MMA fighter, but he got outboxed by a boxer. Fucking flip the table, put him in a ring. I mean, in a cage. Shit. But yeah, go ahead, man.
Was it? They even said that shit during the fucking during the match and shit. One of the announcers was like, you know, some fighters they get the second win. Nate Diaz has a third, fourth, and fifth win. Like you can't just see him backing down and think that's it. Like, no, he's going to come back at you. And you saw it towards the end of the fight where he was coming back, but it was too little too late, man. And especially for going to the cards. Yeah, he just got outboxed. Yeah. My stream kept going out, so I caught bits and pieces, but yeah, essentially he got outboxed.
What do you mean, bro? Your stream kept, you didn't pay for it or what?
Oh.
What do you mean kept on going out, bro? It's just
how much did you pay for it?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What?
How much did you pay for it?
Everybody paid for the fire.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Money.
We got it for.
It should be able to watch.
We got it for free for right here on Bear Talk Podcast. We got it for free. Defender, did you watch the fight?
I didn't even know who was fighting, but going back to what Vincent was saying and Ramiro, like, he got outboxed. Like, I think all these fights for Jake Paul and Logan Paul, they're all fixed, man, because they don't have no career as boxers. This just show. I don't believe they're really fighting, going at it like they could do it in a real fight, you know, like a real MMA fight. I don't think they're really fighting to their fullest potential. It has to be something in behind that. That's what I believe, you know. I don't like that guy. Like, just random fights for a lot of money.
Fuck that, Bruto.
So,
like, what's their career? Big Paul or Little Paul? Do they have a career as boxer? They just came out of nowhere. Now we want to fight. Okay, what the fuck?
Thank you for calling in.
I the same shit, dude.
Hey, no, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Like Jake Paul is just finding like just anybody for clout. Like he's finding these. I mean, Nate Diaz, he's not old, but he's a legend in the UFC, and he's just whoever wants to fucking fight and can make an easy paycheck, like. Watch him fucking fight a real boxer like Canelo or fucking any dude. You know,
I would love to see him fight Canelo, bro.
But I would love, man,
if he fought Canelo, I would just think bad about Canelo after that. I was like, oh man, he has fallen.
No, listen, that's what he's working up to for that big payday. That big payday, because he's fighting these dudes and he's getting a lot of clout and he gets attraction to fucking like for that big paycheck or whatever. And Canelo's like, oh, fuck yeah, you know what? Let me make money as this fucking stupid YouTuber.
So, none of y'all watched that Jake Paul documentary?
No.
I don't even like looking at him, bro.
Now, it went through the whole fucking thing, and it made a lot of sense on why he started with boxing and shit like that, right? With the whole KSI fight, all that shit. Because he essentially fucking...
Almost a little.
Became a villain on YouTube, because that was where he was making all his money, through YouTube, right? So he became a villain.
Yeah.
And then he realized, in the fighting world... being a villain's good. You'll get paid more because people want to see you go down. People want to see you get fucked up. So it goes through all that and goes and it shows Mike Tyson, a whole bunch of other professional boxers talking shit about him, saying like, "Nah, he's not a real boxer. Fuck that." Da, da, da. But Vincent, did you catch a lot of the fucking commentaries from all the boxers? They're like, "Yeah, we gotta say he's a professional boxer now. This is a professional fight."
No.
Did you subscribe to him or what?
No.
Nah, fuck that. I don't know, bro. I don't necessarily. Well, okay. So the term professional boxer depends on how you're using it. You know, by definition, he's getting paid to box. So I guess by definition, he's a professional boxer. But that doesn't mean that he gained the respect fighting through the ranks and shit like that. Much like the fucking Creed movie where that dude just comes out of nowhere and he's like, I'm going to grab a fucking championship. Like, just talking about the real world, bro. Like, that dude didn't go to the fucking, you know, he's fighting a bunch of, like, I'm sorry to say it, washed up fighters or, you know, people that aren't actual boxers, you know, like, so what has he earned?
You know, what he's actually a businessman. He's buying the respect. He's trying to buy the respect.
I agree.
With the money.
Yeah. 100%.
That's what I'm saying. He's fighting whoever he can for the clout, and somebody big is gonna. He's fishing. He's fishing for a good boxer. Is he to lose? But they're gonna make it this big fucking fight so he can make money. That's what it
the thing is. The thing is, he's gaining the respect, and it could be a fake respect or just because a lot of them the things that they say come with asterisks and shit like that. Because they're like, yeah, he's a professional boxer now. We do have to recognize what he's doing for the sport and everything, because boxing was dying before this. So because I think there a lot of boxers like are saying that they're
because they have respect for him. You broke up because what?
I'm fucking trying to say it.
I can't hear it.
Cut me off. Anyways, so a lot of boxers, like Mike Tyson that was talking shit before, they're turning around and starting to say that they are gaining respect for him because of what he's doing for the sport and how he's bringing life back into the sport. Now, is it real respect or that show respect just to, you know, bring life back into the sport? So they're just, you know what, let's just support this guy right now so that we can get the sport back up again. I don't know. It could be either or, you know, but he's gaining the respect of, or at least the illusion of respect from professional boxers.
What's the saying they say about like marketing? No publicity is bad publicity, or how do they say it? Any publicity is good publicity, or some shit like that. Essentially saying as long as their name's out there, they're still getting fucking traction, you know.
Yeah,
getting talked about. Look at what it's doing in our podcast.
I know, dude. All our fucking millions of viewers.
1,200,669.
Ooh.
Oh, a nice round number there.
But no, I mean, so talking about Jake Paul, and then now his brother is going to fight in a boxing match. His brother is going to be fighting Logan Paul. His brother is going to be fighting Dennis Dillon, another MMA fighter, in a boxing. I mean, is this a payday? Or is this legit?
Of course it's a payday.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
Yes. I mean, they're not doing this shit for free. About it. Yeah. I mean, Jake Paul fucking fought Nate Diaz. And Nate Diaz is fucking brain damaged. Let's be honest about that shit.
I mean, look, bro. Shit. No. No, that's just the way he fucking acts all the time. Like, he's brain damaged, bro. That's his swag, dude. Just fuck you.
I know a lot of Southsiders like that.
Yeah, dude. Close your mouth, bro.
Oh, Clyde's gonna get in there.
A lot of Southsiders. Yeah, man. I know a lot of Southsiders like that, big dog.
Yeah, I know. That's why we love Nate Diaz, bro.
Yeah, oh yeah, because I mean, he's appealing to us, you know. Fucking this fucking guy that's just fucking like the Compton slap and all this bullshit, you know what I mean?
Hell so yeah,
it's dude. Fucking it's crazy to watch.
What is it? That's a fuck.
Compton beat down.
No, it's not. It's not Compton. It's not Compton. It's what's his other shit?
It's a Compton slap. No,
no, it's something slap, but it's not Compton. His area's not Compton. Fuck, what a fan. Eric Root Sports. All right, y'all go ahead and keep rolling. I'm going to find that for you.
Okay. Well, what's next on the docket?
Jets, Hard Knocks. I have not watched it. So, Ram, you watched it. Let us know what's up.
Funny, man. Like, I don't know, man. I thought it was fucking funny the whole time. He had Miko Harman going up to Aaron Rodgers. He's like, man, I'm so glad to be playing with you. I've been watching you fucking play my whole life. I was 7 when you joined the league. And he's like, oh, it's going to make me feel old, huh?
Stockton slap, fellas. Stockton slap.
Ah, oh, there you go.
Stockton slap.
And it showed a lot of things that I was already suspecting before. You know, Aaron Rodgers is essentially a coach. Like he's running QB drills. He's fucking he's not calling plays, but he's calling out players like, hey, pass, like during the Hall of Fame games, like, hey, pass to this person. Shit like that. A lot of celebrities in that fucking first one, in that first episode. Method Man was in it. Fucking Jason Garrett.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, Jason Garrett was in it, but they were like debating whether or not it was him or not. Like they didn't recognize him because he wasn't clapping. And
Chete, go ahead.
I didn't watch the episode. Sounds good. I want to watch it. But I guess my football take on it is like, why would they not take advantage of Aaron Rodgers' football mind? You know what I'm saying? If I was, you know, Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott had a great football mind, I would have him, you know, have his fucking his head and everything. You know what I'm saying? Both of them, both heads and everything. You know, like, hey, this guy's a great football mind. What would you do in this situation? Like, even in the defense, hey, if I show you this, what are you seeing? Like, what is there any tails in our defense that gives it away? You know, all this shit, like a great football mind. Why would you not utilize that to its fullest potential? Why you got him there? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Take advantage of it. Yeah. And there, I mean, there's a couple other things in there. Fucking the narrator for Hard Knocks showed up at the camp, and Aaron Rodgers was like fangirling, like he's like, oh my god, oh my god, like he's here, and like
stupid.
And he goes up, and he finally gets to meet him. He's so nervous. It's just the most awkward conversation. they end up talking about
wow.
like random fish, it's like shit like that. Like it's a fucking. It's an awkward conversation. Like he's trying to be his friend, but like,
how do you like your tilapia?
Yeah, shit like that. And then like when he walked away back on the field, he was going at the players and like, hey man, go say hi to him. Go say hi. Like you have to go say hi to him. You gotta go. And fucking, he went up to fucking Hatchet. And he's like, hey, just go say hi to him. I was like, no, I didn't go. Like, well, go say hi. And he's like, nah, I'm good. And he started getting fucking mad. He's like, don't be an asshole. Go fucking say hi to him.
I gotta watch it, man.
He kept calling him the voice of God.
Really?
Yeah.
Mama said, Lord.
I don't know if that's a nickname for him. I've never heard that shit before.
Man, there wasn't a lot going on in fucking Green Bay for a long time, I guess. Yeah. He's like, he got a little excitement now. He's in New York. And why the fuck does New York have two fucking teams? You got the New York Jets and New York Giants. Like, come on, three. Dude. They have three?
And I think none of them play in New York.
Yeah.
What did they?
I think their stadiums are in New Jersey, or I don't think their stadiums are actually in New York either. They're both New York, but I don't think their stadiums are in New York. I might be wrong. It could be basketball, but I know there's two New York teams, and they don't even use the fucking stadium in New York.
I think it is actually.
Why do you keep going close to the camera? You're wrong. Yeah, I don't think they're in.
He's trying to talk to the camera.
I'm trying to look like the cop from fucking Scary Movie. My face just keeps on getting bigger and bigger every time you look.
And then he has bad internet, so he's just skipping closer and closer and closer.
I have the same internet.
You got Starlink, bro?
No,
oh,
you don't.
No, I thought you still had Alamo. That's why I'm doing better.
Damn. Hey, bro, my shit's coming from space, dude. Just happy you can see me.
Yeah, and hey, so another fucking funny thing on it was, I guess, like, when they're bored, they try to fucking hit the pylon and shit. So they're there. They had the quarterbacks lined up and Hatchet, they're there. And they incorporated basketball into it. So they're trying to psych each other out the whole time. So when Hatchet was throwing, they're all Sean Payton. And he fucking missed.
Oh, fuck. Nathaniel Hack.
You know what's cool too on that show? What they showed, they were trying to do the no look pass like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. He was teaching him the no look pass, and he's like, yeah, fucking Zach Wilson's the best one other than me.
I want to watch that show so bad, dude. I need to watch it.
I thought I gave you the thing for Max. Do you have it?
I need to check.
I think you did. Let me know. All right. Hell yeah. Go ahead, sir. Yes.
So, with Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, how far do you think they'll make it?
Playoffs.
Ooh. Sure. The fuck you think is a sports show or what? I don't fucking know.
Accurate nah, sports, know, big dog.
Accurate sports. Well, you know it.
Accurate sports. I don't sports. Know. Dude.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, bro. That's hard to gauge, bro. Because like, it's one player, but it's like a pretty fucking, you know, substantial one player.
They're AFC, right?
Yeah.
How bad were the Jets before Aaron Rodgers?
They were just outside the bubble, I think. Right?
Well, no. I mean, last year they did pretty good. They had both Rookie of the Year, defensive and offensive.
There you go, dude. Accurate.
And then they also had Breece Hall, but like Breece Hall kind of went out because of, well, he did go out because of injury his rookie last year because of but he was killing it, man. So I think a combination of that, having Aaron Rodgers there, bringing over Lazard, Randall Cobb, you know, his safety blanket. So he has receivers that he's already comfortable and has been playing with. So it's not a brand new quarterback jumping into a brand new system. He brought over people that he's comfortable with. Randall Cobb right off the bat, that's his safety blanket.
Right.
That's his fucking Jason Witten. He dumps it off to him.
I
like
must say, big dog, you did your homework on this one, sir. Yes, sir.
So I saw that the favorites for the Super Bowl next year so far are the Bills and the Chiefs.
No Cowboys. Like
this is my mom. This is my mom.
That's every year. Hey,
wait.
Go ahead, Ram.
Also, Dalvin Cook is supposed to be supposedly signing with them too, with the Jets. So that's still in the works. It hasn't been finalized. But if Dalvin Cook gets there,
Dalvin Cook goes to where?
To the Jets.
New York. Jets?
Yeah. If Dalvin Cook gets there,
Jets.
I mean, they could ease Breece Hall back into their system, especially coming off of an ACL tear. And you have this fucking badass young receiver. I'm not receiver, running back. That you don't have to rush back from injury. You could ease him in and still be competing at a high level. And because Aaron Rodgers gave up that $30 million, they could fucking pay him and get. They could definitely get Dalvin Cook.
I like it.
Damn.
One last thing about the Jets. All the quarterbacks wore the red jersey. Is that for what? Just to say they're the quarterbacks?
And when they're training?
So you don't hit them, though, so you can't hit them?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Differentiate them from the rest of the team.
Unless you're
special one.
Unless you're fucking Dak, you just fucking hit that motherfucker like Micah.
Nice segue. Nice. Yeah. Go ahead, Ram. You just fucking gave us a whole breakdown on the Jets, so I think you're pretty qualified to give us the next story here, but.
Oh, I mean, well, I don't think it's that big of a story. I saw that shit. So Mike McCarthy came out in an interview and fucking said, the biggest violator of hitting Dak right now is Micah. And I gotta be honest, I fucking read that. And I'm like, man, Dak better not hit him hurt him when he gets hit. Like, fuck that, man. I'd rather have Micah than Dak.
For real, all day.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't that kind of like show, especially after the whole Diggs thing, like there's some tension between the defense and Dak? Like, you think there's some tension there that, well, like they feel like, well, fuck, we had to step up so fucking much because you suck that we have to, that it's becoming hostile.
Oh, COVID.
So with Micah, he's just doing what is in his DNA. They're in training camp, whatever. But that dude's a dog, man. We already know that. So if the defender, if the office line can't get him or whatever, he's gonna fucking go for it. Fuck it. He's like a fucking like a bull that sees red. Like, fuck this shit.
He smells blood. Yeah, dude.
He saw blood. He saw blood in the water. You're gonna learn today. He said, "You're gonna fucking learn today. Fuck this bullshit. We're not fucking around. Hey, you gotta learn. I mean, that's what training camp is about, right?"
Dude, I love it. I love the dog in him, bro. Like, I love the fact that the defense is chirping at the offense because you know what? That means they're gonna fight that much harder because they're playing out there with the chip on their shoulder every fucking day. Now, I hope they don't go out there and hurt themselves, you know? But, hey, if it happens, if they're being a little bit too rough out there, it's not a bad problem to have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope our defense is, like, a super badass defense this year, and it's making our offense look like shit. But, you know, that's yet to be seen. Our defense has been historically getting better by the years. So, if, you know, we look at our historical trends, we're off for a good fucking year. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, so I just thought about that right now. Is it that our defense is getting so much fucking better, or our O-line is getting that much fucking worse?
Who wants this?
I don't know.
You want that one?
Yeah.
Well, Zach Martin has been wanting a contract. He's part of our O-line. And he has been like, they didn't want to give him an extension. He's rated number 99 on the Madden. Like, he has those talent and everything, but they don't want to pay him. They don't pay Dak that hasn't produced anything. Zach Martin has been fucking producing so much already.
All right, I got a little something on that. All right, Zach Martin has been, again, historically one of the highest paid offensive linemen out there. And So with that being said, he's been taken care of, you know, and the contract shit we did with Dak is just kind of like to future proof ourselves. Cause if we wait to pay him again, we're going to end up, you know, with our back against the wall, end up having to overpay him again. Yeah. It looks like shit. Cause we're paying him up front right now before his contract's over, but it's a restructure, you know, it's that way we can kind of wean him off a little bit later on. Because your quarterback salaries are just going to continue to go up. They're going to continue to skyrocket. And with that being said, like, Zach Martin still has 2 years on his deal. He's been getting paid. Has he been producing? Has he been healthy? Sure. Is he going to get his money when it's due? You best fucking believe it. We can't not. But I think he's cutting in line, my opinion.
My question is Dak worth all this fucking payment and all this shit?
It doesn't matter at this point because the deal is done. Because look, we fucking made the deal. We have to fucking live with it. All right.
What defender?
You don't think he's on his prime anymore, Brad?
Oh, whether he's in his prime anymore.
Oh, no. That's hard to say, bro. Brady's been fucking playing at a high level for fucking, he got in 30 years in the NFL or some shit. I don't know, 80 years or something.
You can't compare Dak to Brady, though.
He had fucking five Super Bowls.
Ford to a Ferrari.
All right, who else got drafted the same year as Dak?
Carson Wentz.
That's still in the league. Carson Wentz. There you go. So would you rather have Carson Wentz than Dak Prescott?
Rather have Mahomes.
I would have had it. I would.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I asked like two years ago. What if Dallas had picked up Tom Brady when he was leaving? Would we have a Super Bowl by now?
Probably.
I don't think so. At that time, we were all negative about it. No, it was
McCarthy at that time.
At this point, with greatness like that, I mean, does it matter about the coach? Because the greatness on the field is what made him who he was. And that time, he had CeeDee Lamb. He had, who else did he have? Shit, I can't remember right now. He had the line. He had the receivers. And he had the defense.
If they were to say, look, we're just going to drop you in and you can run whatever style offense you want, you know, then, yeah, fuck, there might have been something there. For sure, but I don't know, dude. I don't know. You're comparing fucking Tom Brady, you know? Like, maybe. That motherfucker can win a championship anywhere. He went to Tampa Bay and won a championship.
Exactly. That's what was my point. That was my point years ago.
Yeah, he had a lot of players follow him to get that, but go ahead, Ray.
I mean, yeah, I think what you're saying is right. Because even if you just look at this past Super Bowl, right? Mahomes won it, right? Did he have a fucking amazing running back? Nope. Did he have fucking crazy fucking receivers that he relied consistently on the entire year? He really didn't. He had He had Travis Kelce. It was like essentially a two-man offense with little pieces that you kind of just plug and play. And you're able to do that with that talent and that O-line. So I think when it comes down to it, you can make that argument.
Not even that great of an O-line, bro. That great of an O-line. That motherfucker's been having to run. He had to run for his life and made fucking ridiculous passes. You know, like, I can't compare Dak Prescott to the fucking two greatest quarterbacks that we have seen so far. You can't do that. Yeah. It's unfair. But if you compare him to Derek Carr, you compare him to, you know, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson fucking garbage last year. Absolute shit. I'd rather have Dak Prescott over fucking Wilson, and Wilson's getting paid more.
Yeah.
So it's not like the Dak Prescott's not an anomaly, bro.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm bringing this up, this was before his contract, Dak Prescott, and the Cowboys were like, you know, in a space where, like, they can get anybody else or whatever. They didn't want to have to pay the $131 million, whatever. And then you had Tom Brady available. And then I was like, bro, if we get Tom Brady here, we've seen it in the past. We had, like, legends go to the Cowboys and come in and do that shit. Go ahead.
So I think with the Cowboys, and it's something I do kind of like, because you see the outcome of, like, the Texans. Like, how much they change quarterbacks, you can never, and they have like zero loyalty towards their quarterbacks. There's no try to develop them, nothing, right? And that's why they're never succeeding at shit. They start getting some traction and then they move away from him, or they hit a hiccup and they move away from him. The Cowboys, they still had potential because Dak was putting up numbers. Dak was technically still coachable at that point. Like, okay, look, he has the fucking talent. We're missing something. Let's fucking pay him because he's putting up the fucking numbers. They're like, and talent wasn't the issue at that point. But there are those fucking key plays where he's fucking up and he's, we got to fix it. So I understand the signing and everything like that because they're trying to work with what they have and make it better.
So I got a little something on that. Like, okay, so you're talking about, like, if we were to possibly sign Tom Brady, dude, that was never – I don't know if you ended up, like, following the whole dramatic, like, Tom Brady life at that time when he almost went to Florida and fucking, you know, been part owner of the team over there and tried to play quarterback there. And then those – before that, he was going to go to Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was never – because he had, like, he already had things in line. Like, he was going to do, like, a part ownership over there or some shit like that, and then a part ownership as a, you know, so he had all, like, Jerry Jones would never fucking have that, bro. Part ownership of his fucking baby. No. That, so, like, the it would be a beautiful fucking thought. Like, in hindsight, looking back, do I wish I would have had Tom Brady? That, fuck yeah, dude. Because, I mean, we already saw what happened without him, you know? So fuck yeah, I would like to see what the hell that might have looked like with him, but it's yeah. Go ahead, man.
Going back to staying loyal to these quarterbacks, we've been through that. We went through Tony Romo so many years, and then now we're in Dak, and that's already like what 17, 16 years, 17, 18 maybe years of these loyal being loyal to these quarterbacks. I mean, what can I say?
You know, we're watching the same story. We're watching the same movie again, bro. That's what it feels
like. Exactly. You know? Yeah. We're watching Creed 3.
But and then once we lost Tony Romo and we heard him in the booth and shit like that, it's like, fuck, that dude's a great offensive mind. Like, what? Like, why the fuck? It wasn't because his body gave up on him, bro. Like, he was a talented son of a bitch, a bit of a fucking gambler at times, throwing into triple coverage and shit like that. But he had fucking Dez Bryant to win those fucking jump balls. You know, he had T.O. to win those jump balls. Like, we got CD, but like, you can't compare CD to T.O. and fucking Dez Bryant, even, honestly.
You're not a CD believer, are you? Not in the aspect of what you, how you just said it, T.O. or fucking Dez.
Right. Yeah. I honestly think he hasn't earned the 88 yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's a. I don't think he's an 88 yet.
Yeah.
You know.
Good point. Yeah.
IMO.
I kind of don't like that they don't retire numbers. Like, I feel like 88 should be retired. Like.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Twice over. Nah, not with Dez. Not with Dez. I love Dez. Don't get me wrong. I love how much heart Dez brought to the fucking field every single time. And he put his all out there, bro. Except for when he was mad. Then he would just fucking, like, you know, jog on the field and shit like that. Get the fucking bitch ass out of there, bro. What the fuck are you doing?
So what are we going to say? What are we going to say in a couple of years when Dak is on NBC calling these badass plays? Like, how are we going to feel?
I don't think he has it.
It's not the same thing.
He's charismatic. He's good looking and everything.
Maybe, but he's not going to have a good eye on the field. That's for goddamn sure. He's not the same. He's not the same fucking football mind as Tony Romo, bro. You know, unfortunately, he might be more athletic, or he is certainly more athletic. In that regards, he's more talented, I think. But he doesn't have the football mind. If you put Tony Romo's brain inside Dak Prescott's body, holy shit. I mean,
I don't know, man. Well, yeah. I don't know. Tony Romo's brain and fucking shit. Who am I thinking of? Cam Newton. Then you'll be all right.
Well, no.
Cam Newton's a little fragile. He's a little fragile.
Yo, you're thinking about like fucking 5-6 years ago.
Maybe so.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
So I don't know what's gonna happen this year. I don't know the next 3-4 years, but I'm not looking forward to it, honestly.
Yeah.
If something happens, I'm gonna be fucking happy as fuck. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just like going with emotions.
When people start watching football, the preseason, when it's going to start?
Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, preseason.
Tomorrow, Thursday?
First. Yeah. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's playing? Cowboys are playing tomorrow, right?
Oh, or fuck. No? I got to look. You got to look.
I'm looking it up. Yeah. I'm looking it up.
All right.
Yeah, look, it's just one of those gambles, man. Like, I mean, okay, so.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, okay. A good example of that is San Francisco. San Francisco fucking traded up and to get
Trey Lance. Yeah.
Trey Lance, right? And he fucking sucked. He gets injured.
In college, he looked like a monster, though.
Oh, yeah. He fucking sucked, gets injured. Fucking Jimmy G comes in to fill. Well, he gets fucking hurt. And then you're on Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, the third string, is now their starting quarterback.
He was a rookie too, right? He was a rookie too, right? I think.
Undrafted. I want to say undrafted.
Oh.
I want to say
UDFA?
Yeah, check that up. I want to say undrafted. Yeah, accurate. But now he is their starting. He did get injured last year, but he apparently has a good recovery. He's going to be back. And that kid has fucking a heart.
Like, seventh round pick, asshole.
Seventh round pick? I thought he was undrafted.
Yeah.
I mean, seventh round, you're pretty much undrafted.
So, NFL preseason tomorrow is going to be the Texans and the Patriots at 6 p.m. and then the Vikings and the Seahawks at 9 p.m.
Hell yeah, football's back, boys.
Hey, yeah, so are we gonna do a fantasy football league?
Oh, dude, that'd be my third one. I know a lot of people are in a bunch, but fuck, I'm doing my work one, dude. And my boss decided to invite his boss, so it's gonna be so weird, bro. We can't even be like, well, we can talk shit, but it can't be like,
yeah,
your mom thinks my fucking team's bad at, you know? Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe a little. I don't know. Nah, I don't know what I get.
You don't know what the fuck. You ain't what the fuck, stupid boss ass motherfucker. Going off.
Motherfucker, not even on a team, you dumb motherfucker. No, just kidding. I did that last year. I fucking drafted Josh Gordon.
Oh, I saw your hard drive. I saw you.
Yo,
I saw your hard drive.
Who were you trying to draft? I remember that shit.
I don't know. I did have a person. No, I wasn't Josh Allen.
Okay.
Was it Josh Allen? No, I wasn't Josh Allen. Fuck, I forgot who it was, dude. Hey, that little cheat sheet, I'm gonna have to go buy another one. The ESPN book. That should help me out a lot in the regular season.
Oh, fucking
until first round came around.
Rodgers fucking little cheat sheet.
Were we using the same one? I think we were, the ESPN draft magazine.
Yeah, we're all okay. My fucking most tracking system. Yeah, my tracking, because it was me, you, and Roger sitting together, and my fucking system went down, so I fucking lost all my fucking shit. So I started fucking looking off of Roger's. I think he gave you an extra sheet that he had there.
He gave me one? No, I bought the magazine.
It was the year before. And then
yeah, year before you bought it, gave
then
me a
you bought it this year. Yeah, then you bought it this year.
Yeah, yeah, and then I bought it last. Yeah,
yeah.
But this year I'm gonna buy another one because that show it was nice.
Hell yeah! It was ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN. I think it was like $15 though. But hey, dude, it was worth it.
It is worth it, man.
Yeah. Shit. So I'm thinking about doing an 8-man league for my work, so that way. Reason being, so that way it makes the pool of players a little bit bigger, because it's gonna be. I mean, yeah, there's a few guys in there that are seasoned players, but nobody's like a huge, huge like diehard football fan. So I want to try to keep it to 8 people.
That's my thing. That's my only thing. I only watch the Cowboys, so I don't know who to draft. I don't know who's doing good, and then I don't know who to switch. And I'm like, I'll do one. But like, dude, it's
honest to God, this is perfect for that, bro. It's perfect for that, and I'll tell you why. Because you're gonna have players that you never fucking heard of. Like, it's just gonna that's just the way it goes. You're gonna have players that you never fucking heard of. But guess what?
Dak Prescott.
You're gonna start to hear about them. You're gonna start to hear about them, and you're gonna start following bullshit ass games that you didn't give a fuck about. But you got three players playing that game. So I mean, why not? Instead of having no incentive to watch a game that you were, I mean, the Jaguars and fucking Giants, you know, like that's a fucking snooze fest or something, you know, or the fucking Browns, you know, Jaguars and Browns or some shit, you know, but it incentivizes you to watch those games because you got a dog in the fight. Yeah, and it worked for me. Yeah. And it's not like you're going blind, because it gives you a breakdown of how the player did last week, what they're projected to do. So really, all the work's done for you. It's not like fucking old school having to look up goddamn stats and shit like that. I don't know if that was ever a thing, but you know, it's not what you think.
Yeah, but and also there's so much things now where you can fucking, like, there's literally a fucking website. You go like, who should I start? And you plug in your players and shit. Like, and they'll break it down by reviewers and shit. Like, okay, well, this percentage of analysts say that you should start this person over this person, and it really helps you set your lineup.
That sounds badass if you put money on it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I was gonna say for us to start one, but like have a little, like a small pot, just, you know, just so you get you all started and shit, so y'all could fucking learn. And I think it was JC that brought it up. Like, just do an auto draft, the whole thing, and it'll be more it'll be more managing your team. I know, Vincent, I don't want to do it either. But I was like, okay, well, hey, all right, $10 league, fucking just auto draft. And then just
would you be down to do it on old or no?
Yeah, $10.
Or you don't give a fuck.
I mean, auto draft, I don't give a fuck. And then wherever I fucking get that Prescott, I'm
watch her down or what?
Hey, make it 50, I'm down.
Damn.
All right, bro. All
right. I don't work at Toyota, man. Take it easy.
Dude, I want to talk about fantasy football, but we have the drafts coming up, and I don't want to give away anything that I'm fucking thinking. You know, any kind of draft strategy.
Fuck up, bro. Your bullshit-ass fucking strategy. You ain't gonna give a fuck about your bullshit-ass strategy.
Hey, I'm always top.
Like a lot of people are listening, right? Like, oh, hey, did you hear fucking Ram strategy? Hey, brother, fucking, ain't nobody listening, bro.
Bitch, I'm playing against
you. What are you worried about?
I'm playing against you. And have been our three listeners fucking, we're playing the league with them.
They can listen to it and still fucking suck, bro. Fine.
Okay, well, who are you getting draft?
Nah, that's cool. I don't know. I don't have my magazine here, bro.
He gotta buy it that day, man.
That's right.
But hey, that's another thing this year. There's so many. Josh Gordon. I think you're talking about, you're thinking Melvin Gordon.
Maybe, I don't know, dude.
But
it was all the better.
That's another thing. The draft class this year for fantasy football, running backs. Like, it's fucking scarce. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've done any mock drafts this year for this year yet, but
no.
Wide receivers are going quick. But there's way more wide receivers than running backs. So, I mean, there's a lot.
Is every year though.
There's a lot of draft strategies going out there where it's, I don't know. It's more fucking wide receiver heavy, and then like, oh, okay, well, you get what you get on fucking running back, or you know, shit like that.
Nah, I see what you're doing, bro. I see what you're doing.
What?
I see what you're doing. You're saying opposite, bro. You're like, what? Well, you got to go with the receiver first because there's no running backs. Running backs out there. So you need to get yourself some blue chips.
No. But a lot of people are fucking drafting like that. I'm just saying what I've noticed in my mock drafts.
Mock drafts.
Yeah. I've noticed that trend a lot, I've had my draft strategy. I have some players I want to target, so that's why I don't want. And it's the first couple rounds, and you could really, I don't want to say it.
Receivers are so deep that you can wait on your receivers, bro. In my opinion, like, you obviously, if there's somebody up there that's, you know, best player available, you know, BPA, you've got to go for BPA. If you're not overcrowded on fucking, you know, a certain position room or whatever, you got to go with the BPA a lot of times.
Travis Kelce is going the first round in all my fucking mock drafts. That's crazy, right?
But in a PPR, he's heavily targeted. He's super healthy, you know, knock on wood. He's got an amazing quarterback. Makes a lot of sense. And you know, you're not going to get points and yards necessarily, because it's not like he's going to fucking run 100 yards for a touchdown or fucking run 70 yards for a touchdown, but he's going to get PPR points like a motherfucker. He's going to touch that ball a lot.
Yeah. Well, he's going to touch that ball a lot, but he's also the main target for touchdowns.
End zone threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That those fucking second, third, and fucking 15 in the red zone, like, they're getting Travis Kelce on the slant. Get it in.
So we say, what boys, we got next? That's it. That's all that's I got it. Down.
Damn.
It was a short list.
Y'all got anything off the dome or?
Not off the
we
dome.
We pretty much got me. It. No?
Yeah.
No conspiracies or nothing?
Well, no, I was listening to what we were talking about last podcast. Post Malone was saying about the dementia beans and what the aliens could be. And, yeah, he was saying that shit. But, yeah.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said that, what if, like, pretty much what we said, what if, like, these beings are just in, like, from the future coming back to trying to warn us or whatever. You know, shit like that.
Gotcha. I mean, hey, you had said something earlier, bro, about COVID coming up. You want to touch or is that a whole episode?
Yeah, no, I mean, COVID is coming up here in the city. I mean, I didn't hear about it until we talked about it, because we heard from a friend. But before, on the news, you would watch the news, and the bottom was a COVID count. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck's dying and all this fucking shit. But the news, the COVID figure, man, nobody's talking about it. Like, shit, like, you know, I experienced somebody at work that had it or whatever. I was just like, I mean, I didn't even wear a mask or anything. I was just like, all right, big dog, let's go.
Rap, dude, you're dead, bro. That's it, dude. What do you want us to play at your fucking services, dude?
That's it, dude. You're dead, man. I'm coming out. Want the world to know.
Hell yeah.
You heard it first. Wait,
hey, bitch, you're fucking drinking the Bud Light. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, man, y'all play that mind then.
Hey, you're over there drinking a Bud Light, and that was just your internal voice coming out.
I'm coming out. As soon as you hit the tap. I'm coming out, and I take a sip.
According to Republicans, it has the next vaccine in there too.
Yeah, man, that's why I don't get sick.
Yeah, dude.
But no, this is there's a bunch of shit going on. You know, I mean, a bunch of conspiracies we're going to. It's just fucking Ukraine Russian war shit. Like, it's all bullshit, man. It's a proxy war.
It's all bullshit, bro. It's all bullshit, dude.
It's for the military industrial complex to make money.
That's right. The machine.
But I saw that a lot of politicians were investing in NVIDIA. I think I talked about it with y'all.
Last time we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, most of the chips in the world are made in Taiwan. And all of a sudden, the United States gives a fuck about Taiwan. So these chips are like the next oil. They got with Japan. They started fucking building bases on these along these islands and blockaded China.
Like
and
Fritos?
Shit like that. Yeah, Frito chips. Yeah, Frito chips. Yeah. Oh, no, fuck. Okay. You know, that shit that you fucking mine Bitcoin on, that shit that goes in your car, that shit that goes in your computer, that shit that goes in your phone. 90% of the world.
Oh, microprocessors.
Microprocessors. 90% of the world is made there in fucking Taiwan. Of chips.
Wait, Samsung making like a mega factory in Arizona though? Is it Arizona or
yes, sir. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they
I
are.
Thought they were They should make. I heard they were making one in West Texas.
I don't know, but so okay, Wash. I got a question for you. Who's the manufacturer for Intel and AMD chips? Is it NVIDIA and AMD? They get their chips from the same company, right? Wash. Okay. AMD and NVIDIA. Yeah, accurate. I thought they had their, I don't know. Accurate. Yeah, I think Intel might make their own chips, but AMD and NVIDIA they use their chips out of Taiwan. Fuck, I forgot what they're called,
you know,
but there's like a it's
you
a
know
centralized
how I know
place.
That? You know how I know that? They do? It's because Nancy Pelosi there's a website that fucking tracks what she's investing in. Mm-hmm. And she invested a lot in NVIDIA. And then she went to go visit Taiwan as a show of force. Well,
I got another thing that could correlate to why she would invest in NVIDIA. AI engines are all based on NVIDIA. Or like they're all using NVIDIA processors, GPUs. Processor. So, yeah.
Did you say she went to visit Taiwan as a show of force? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, to show
like what she do.
To show
what she do.
She just showed up, you know, as like a fucking to show China that the United States is back in Taiwan.
Better ones.
And she's a third in line. She was a House Speaker at the time. She was a House Speaker. So she's showing, like, it was her eating Chinese food, whatever. But it's to show that, like, we're united with fucking Taiwan.
Chinese food
like
in Taiwan?
So we're partnering with them, or we're going to go try to invade them?
Yeah.
I guess that's what we're supporting them. We're supporting them. Like,
okay.
We're supporting Ukraine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I think, and I was talking to you about it, like, there's a chain of islands from Japan that goes all the way to Taiwan, and the United States have been building like airstrips and shit like that all the way up to Japan, and Japan has agreed to keep China away from Taiwan. So they've started building in 2023, which is this year, and anything that leaves China that goes through the international waters, we keep track of. Because of the islands.
Well, I got you. Strategically placed islands.
So it's like, I mean, that's Ukraine and all that shit, and then fucking Taiwan. And fucking could be a fucking World War III. Could be. I don't know. I'm not fucking.
Hey, what do you know about this whole thing where Twitter changed it to X? Have you heard like anything about that? Like,
yeah,
why
change your name to X, bro.
Or was it just because like a marketing thing or what?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Arnold, you know?
I have no idea, man. I mean, I was on Twitter and then they changed it to X. I was like, hey, maybe remind me of my ex. and I got all sad.
He deleted the app.
Oh shit, dude. Fucking shit. Hey, Wash.
You're driving the train.
Do you know anything about that?
What?
I don't know. What did y'all just talk about, bro? I fucking forgot instantly. Oh, X. Twitter.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Twitter.
Why did they change their name?
Can y'all see my screen?
It's asking me if I want to watch it, and I don't. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm watching it. Oh, this is the group of islands here?
So, yeah. So these are all Japanese islands.
Yeah, so...
They build an airship right here.
List, bro.
No. They built a strip here. Here. See, it's Japan. See that?
Ishigaki.
These are all Japanese islands. So that's anything that leaves China has to go through here. And they're watching all this right here. Anything that leaves here. Yeah.
Any GTRs over there in those islands or what?
They got nowhere to go, man. They're small islands.
Oh, dude.
So all these are Japanese islands right here. And this is Taiwan. See how close this is to China? This here, this 90% of the whole world. Chips goes into cars, you know, computers, iPhones, everything. This is the next oil right here.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, not to just jump back to NFL and shit. How do y'all feel about that whole debate now about running back pay?
I'm not one of those to be like, man, fuck the players. I guess I was that like that with Zach Martin, but it's because I think he's being cheap, Lalo. But dude, the lifespan on running backs is so short, and by the time they're done with their rookie contract, bro, like, fuck, they got a couple, you know, 4 to 6 years to make some money, you know. Yeah. So like, you're not gonna pay. The thing is, you're not thinking about it like. You're paying this dude for 4 to 6 years, big money, right? And then after that, it's the next one. That's the next one, because that's the way they eat up. They chew them up and spit them out. Running backs are like disposable in the fucking league almost, dude, because they're taking chingazo after chingazo after chingazo. And, you know, like, don't you feel as a human you want to take care of that guy? Well, they're already getting paid fucking billions. You got to think about, I mean, millions, so you got to think about that too. But, like, fuck, I don't know. If anybody out there deserves it, it's them and the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Was it I heard a good argument about it. It's like they're being asked to be the most versatile position on the field because they ask blocking, they ask for fucking running, getting hit, fucking now you have to catch the ball. Hey, no, now you're a route runner. So they're one of the most versatile positions and they're taking all the damage and they're getting that shit pay. Another thing that they're bringing up, I forgot what show it was and who said it, but it was an ex NFL player and like they're like, you know what, like my kids are playing football right now and I don't even want them to play running back. Like I'm moving them away from it. I made my fucking son become a quarterback because I see how running backs get treated and how they. Their lifespan as
was
a player.
Was it Shannon saying that?
Dude, I can't fucking remember. I just watched it right
before. I remember hearing that too, bro. I remember hearing that.
And the call for shorter contract years so that you could re-up your contract and be able to move. And
Like a cap on the years signed.
Yeah, like instead of going to a team and doing fucking 5-6 years right off the bat, with or 4 years with a fifth year option that the team could take and then then franchise tag and get stuck in this fucking shit contract, 2 to 3 years And well, without that fucking team option, and still get paid better, but you have that option to move and renegotiate based off of your
be an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Cowboys are gonna fuck up this year. They're not gonna make it. That's how I feel.
Tell me how you really feel, bro.
I know, man.
Tell me how you really feel, though.
Yeah, I mean, all this every year they have fucking good defense, good offensive line, good this and that, good this and that. I'm fucking over it, man. I'm just gonna chill. I'm not gonna say nothing and just wait for it.
I bet you said that 2 years ago about the Spurs, bro.
Hey, man. Yeah, I did.
Y luego?
I was Spurs, go! I was fucking pitching. I mean, we have, now with the Spurs, we have something to fucking be happy about. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Not just Wemby, but City Cisco, the other one they were drafted. He reminds me of Boris Diaw. Because Boris Diaw fucking... He should have been the MVP instead of a Kawhi Leonard in the 2014 because he fucking did great.
Yeah, he did. He
was a big body. He was a big body in there. He was fucking did a lot, but they gave it to Kawhi. And then, Paque.
Hey, okay. What's up, dude? So, going back to NFL. my bad. So, have you taken a look at the Saints' schedule this year?
No.
Why the fuck would I do that?
I'm just asking. Like, well, I don't know, because you fucking play fantasy football, so you want to see what kind of fucking like schedule they got. See all the strong teams man, they're gonna be going up against.
I have a life.
No, yep.
So,
all right, go ahead. Tell me.
Okay. Real quick question. How do you judge whether a team is good and if they're going to win? Usually based off their quarterback, right? A lot of times.
I mean, you do.
Well, okay.
What's up?
How many shirts they sell a year or how many jerseys they sell?
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Nah, he's not wrong, bro.
But if you think like okay, the top four teams in the NFL, who would you pick? Like Chiefs,
Cowboys.
Who are you asking first?
You, Vince.
My number one team would probably be Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right now, talent wise, and then Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Maybe Baltimore. Maybe Baltimore. And then you said Bengals. No, he's hurt. Dude, Joe Burrow's hurt.
Yeah, it's more. My it's turn. A calf strain. He should be good.
My turn.
Cowboys.
Number one, fucking Cowboys. Number two, Cowboys. Number three, Cowboys secondary. Number four, Cowboys.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I should have said that, bro. But... So... Stupid. Were you looking at my picture?
Okay. I would throw in the Vikings. I would throw in the Vikings with this. Okay. Now, out of all those teams, right, you pretty much picked top-tier teams with top-tier quarterbacks, right?
Yes.
Right? The Saints don't play any of them except for the Vikings.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what does that
they
mean?
Have, if you look, at, they have one of the easiest schedules. If you look at their fucking schedule, right, it's let me get to week one. Oh wait, it's Titans. It's Titans, Panthers, Packers, Buccaneers, Patriots, Texans, Jaguars. Jaguars. That's gonna be depending on the
Sunshine,
development of the development of Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence. And then the Colts, the Bears, Vikings, Falcons, Lions. Lions, I mean, they're supposed to be a good contender this year. They really are supposed to be a good contender this year. Then Panthers again. Giants, Rams, who just came off the worst fucking season. Buccaneers, and then Falcons again.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Okay, that's a double-sided sword because that could give them confidence. And then when they get into the playoffs, and then they're NFC, right? And then they take on the fucking Cowboys.
I don't know, bro.
I would definitely bet on the Saints winning their division this year. Just based off of their easy schedule.
Who else is in their division? Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, Panthers,
South Carolina,
and I think Rams.
South Carolina. North Carolina, go on and raise up. Take your shirt off.
I mean, like I said, there was a double-sided sword. Nope. I mean, they give them confidence, but then when they get to a good team, whoever's in the playoffs at that moment or whatever, like, they can fucking...
Oh, I'm just talking about the regular season schedule. I'm just talking about the regular season schedule.
I know, I'm not saying
they're going to win.
No, I get that. But if they have a good... You're saying that their schedule sucks and they get a fucking good schedule going and fucking go against a good team, and all these teams that they've been playing are not that great, and that'll show them. They'll show their fucking... their chorizo.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. That's going to expose them. That's what the NFL hype word was for last year. They're going to get exposed. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, they can come in like hot, heavy-headed, like, oh yeah, we're the shit, and they're gonna go into like a actual good team with all this energy, and fuck, they just might win because they've got, you know, like all this momentum and shit like that. So that, like you said, yeah, I get what you're trying to say, Arnold. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we'll find out. Yeah, I went the mental
jet, baby, land the jet.
Mental gymnastics is a chorizo.
Oh yeah, you had to use your safety blanket.
Yeah, I tried. Just tried.
Chorizo.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, we're already an hour and a half in.
Land the jet, bro.
Y'all ready?
Oh.
Strap in. Well, this...
we got some turbulence.
Strap in, boys.
They strap on.
Ooh.
This has been it for this podcast. We had fun. We talked about Creed. We talked about Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Nate Diaz, the Jets, him fangirling. What was it? Fangirling?
That's the one. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one, big dog. But this has been a fun podcast. Hey, man.
Hell yeah.
Cardinal math, big dog.
Hell yeah.
All right. So this is Goonie out.
Gente.
Fuck around.
All that right. He ran out of minutes, right, bro.
He ran out of minutes. All right, boys. You have a good night.
Later.
Yeah,
later.
Cool,
later.
Hey, yo, Vince.
You want to play a game or what?
I was just about to ask
Craig's
you.
Craig's still recording.
Oh, yeah. That's
let me get my shit set up.
All right, man.
Craig, stop, Craig. Oh, let's go into the chat.
All right, man. Later.
All right, hey, later, Wash.
Later.